B-Pod Studios.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Checkpoint Daily. On today's show, we're going to be talking about Fast 9 and its testosterone-fueled foolishness. And also, soon, one of the best DPS players the Overwatch League has ever seen is stepping away from the game. And also, Sony has been busy because we talked real bad about him last week. And lastly, we have a new leader in the Twitchverse. Somebody has overtaken Ninja for the most subscriptions and followers in the world. That is Checkpoint Daily for today.
The latest esports and gaming news. Checkpoint XP Daily has got you covered. Find it online at checkpointxp.com. Get in the game with your hosts, Norris, Callie, and Chad.
Hey, everybody. We're here. Norris Howard, your host, alongside Chad Callahan. Chad, what's up?
Oh, you know, I actually have something that happened to me last night I want to bring up real quick.
All right.
I got follow-botted for the first time on Twitch.
Really?
Yeah. Like 1,700 follow-bots hit me all at once. I had to turn off my alerts.
Wait.
Because it went, ba-da-ling, ba-da-ling.
So
I don't even know how to handle that.
A train of bots basically just all followed you?
Basically what I've learned just from my brief experience and Google search is that it's a script essentially that comes and goes and then all at the same time just follows you. So I had like 1,700 follow bots hit me all at once and my alerts just kept going.
Chad, all I hear is you just got 1,700 more followers. Congratulations.
But why? I don't understand.
No, because I mean, most of them will be purged in the
and eventually, yeah, like it won't last very long. I was just worried at first, like when it was happening, I'm like, great, Twitch is going to ban me for something stupid, like, because
they're spamming.
Thinking I did this.
Yeah, exactly.
Luckily, I was live, so I would have had evidence. But, yeah, that was my annoying night last night.
Well, not last night, but I was annoyed because on the way into the office today, I wanted to go to Popeye's because it's delicious.
And it was the longest line ever?
No, it was not. I was one of the rare times where it was like, it's only two cars in the line.
Oh, you got to go for it.
I was like, I damn near broke every law. I was just pulled up into the lot, running around, and all of a sudden I see one car drive off and another car drive off. I'm like, what's going on? Did they run out of chicken like last time?
That's the one thing you're not allowed to do at Popeye's.
It's happened to me twice.
It happens more than
you would think. But anyway, so I'm in line, and a guy comes out, and he puts a thing that says closed, and I'm like, what's going on? So I roll my window down, and I hear him talking to the guy in front of me. And he goes, yeah, bro. He literally says verbatim. He's like, yeah, bro, shit's fucked up, man. He's like, what happened? He was just like, yeah, man, we found out our whole second shift got COVID, bro. We got to close. And I'm like, everybody?
Oh.
The whole store?
Like, how? I mean, I guess I get, like, you're all working.
You all work together. You all gave it to each other.
But it's like, holy shit. So was the one who went to South Beach a couple weeks ago and came back? Well, actually, if you work at Popeye's, I'm not sure if you went to South Beach.
Well, but also, you're more likely to get sick here in Michigan now.
You could have because you got that stimmy. But anyway.
But you're more likely to get sick in Michigan. They probably went down to the Meijer.
Well, no.
The Meijer.
The Meijer.
This is the most Michigan thing you could have ever said. They could have went down to the Meijer.
Got themselves a Verner's, you know.
Anyway. Oh, yeah.
Whoop.
Oh, yeah.
Got me.
I went to the Meijer's and, got COVID. But anyway.
I swear when my brother was like, so just so you know, I may have exposed you to COVID. He was like, oh, I'm like, bastard.
Thank you.
I'm just saying, man. But apparently, if you guys have not been following the news, COVID has been terrible in Michigan for three reasons. Do you know what those reasons are?
People acting a fool.
Well, obviously, but reason number one,
the governor had a bunch of her power stripped away by the Republicans.
That is the last reason, actually. And also, she got almost kidnapped. So
that too.
I can understand her reticence.
Yeah.
But they opened up high school sports. And so kids were playing high school sports and not during the game, but they would go hang out, you know what I'm saying, at the little wherever teenagers hang out at little such and such house.
Wherever that is
now. Under the bleachers, right?
Yeah, where, you know, at little such and such house or, you know what I'm saying, at the mall or whatever. And gave each other COVID. They took it home, and a bunch of their parents got sick. Number two is that a large glut of people from Michigan, New Jersey, Ohio, and Minnesota all went to South Beach about 2-3 weeks ago because that's when South Beach was open back up. People's stimmies hit. They got out of town, went to South Beach, lost their damn mind, came back home, gave everybody COVID. And the third reason was because our governor has very little recourse and ability to actually shut shit down.
Yeah. Thanks. Thanks, Republicans. Yeah. Appreciate that.
So, Callie's here.
I'm here.
Yeah.
Eventually. I was the last one here today, by far. Way late.
Way late.
My apologies.
Way late.
I found out I have rats living in my attic.
That's gross.
It is disgusting. It's absolutely disgusting. So I had the exterminator out today to tell me what do. Because I thought I had a squirrel living in my attic. It was not a squirrel.
It was a number of squirrel-like, you know, beings. Yeah,
it was a number of rodents, as it turns out.
That's gross.
Which, yeah. Now, so I got good news and bad news from the exterminator. The bad news being that there are, in fact, rats in my attic, which isn't great. And he's like, man, I got to tell you, whoever you got to do your attic insulation, they did a great freaking job. That's one of the best attic insulation jobs I've ever seen. And I'm like, well, that's good news. He's like, yeah, the mice think so, too. They're thrilled about it. I'm like, all right, awesome, sick.
Yeah, so they must die. Anyway, so
basically, I was like, okay, well, I'm going to hand you some money.
Kill him.
And I don't want any more rats. And he's like, great.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That's the plan.
Just eradicate them. Wipe them out. With that said, here's what's happening in the world of video games.
Speaking of eradicating things, the Fast 9 trailer dropped.
Let me tell you something. Okay. I'm lit. Chad is over here constantly poo-pooing the Fast series. I don't care. All right, I don't care about your opinion. I don't care about what you have to say. Fine. And if you disparage this series' movies, I will mute you.
I didn't say it was bad. I just said it's not for me.
That's fine, all right? But it should be because this is about family, okay? Fast and Furious is for the children. Anyway.
Yeah.
No, think about there's nothing inherently really terrible about Fast Furious movies where you can't take a kid.
So, and I've told you this before, I saw Fast 1, saw Fast 2, sorry, 2 Fast and Furious to be clear. I saw Tokyo Drift.
Which, by the way, is my favorite one.
Tokyo Drift. That's not an opinion anyone has.
Too Fast, Too Furious is my favorite one. It's one of the only two that doesn't actually have Vin Diesel in it.
So, and then I skipped, and I didn't see another one until Hobbs and Shaw. That's about where I came back into the series.
Yeah, you missed the whole flip.
Yeah, the whole format flip, effectively.
Yeah.
So I watched this one, the trailer for this, and what? Mm-hmm. What happens in this series now? Because I got John Cena showing up talking about family and how Dom actually doesn't give a shit about family. He's actually betrayed his family.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
It's not cool.
Now he's a hypocrite.
He's a giant hypocrite. Wow. Yeah. We've got people, looks like they're either going underwater or they're going into space.
Or both.
I'm guessing space. Maybe both.
It could better be space. If it's 10, they go to space.
This is 9. It's not 10.
Nine.
Okay, fine. But they're setting up to space.
Yeah, they got to set up for space.
They're setting up for 10.
Correct.
The point is that to answer your question, Callie, the flip happened in Fast 5.
Okay.
Where they went to Brazil and they had to stop a crime lord down there. And that was the first one where The Rock was in. And they was like, we can't make sense of how big this motherfucker is. So we need to basically make him a superhuman.
That's the thing, is it doesn't, like, you got The Rock to be in your movie. You can't put him in the driver's seat of a car for the entire movie. You are wasting The Rock.
You're wasting it. So something happened and they said, you know what? They're basically the Avengers now. And that's where we've been for the past 5 movies.
I gotta say, I want to see this one. I'm going to see it.
You need to go see it.
Maybe I'll just watch 5.
This looks like...
I think I watched like the 3rd or 4th.
I will put it this way. I was falling off a little bit because it's starting to get a little repetitive. And then they killed off Gal Gadot's character. Oh,
okay.
She died. And I was like, dang, you know, it feels a little tame.
Yeah.
It's getting a little safe. And then they brought back, what's her name from Game of Thrones? Natalie Emmanuel.
Yeah.
And I was like...
Well, no, man.
I was like, I gotta watch it now. I gotta watch it now.
Like, this seems to me like a prime turn your brain off and wolf down some popcorn kind of movie.
Absolutely.
And I need one of those movies right now. Now, that said, I've got one coming up pretty soon, but I'm ready for Fast 9.
If you are inebriated in whatever way, whatever your substance of choice is, if you are inebriated, you need to go watch a Fast and Furious movie. And you know what? Every character has been changed throughout this whole thing. Tyrese became comic relief. Somehow Ludacris's character became a tech wizard. He became basically the Q of the entire group.
Okay.
Dom became indestructible. Like, we gonna find out in Fast 10 that they actually shot through cosmic rays and became the Fantastic Nine.
I think Dom is a Terminator.
Yeah.
I think that's what we're gonna find out is he's actually been sent back from the past or
from
the future.
Fast gonna turn into like the Fortnite of movies where it's just like anything and everyone.
Everything can just like exists. Merge into the Fast
Why
universe.
Not? Why not? We do it with video games. Why can't we do it with movies?
I like it. I'm into it. Soon is officially leaving the Overwatch League. Now, he left the Boston Uprising earlier this month due to visa issues.
Yep.
But he is now just altogether leaving the Overwatch League and is going to continue his professional career playing Valorant.
Yeah.
Now, the reason I bring that up is because this is not the first time we've had this story.
No, and I think this is a big, big problem for the Overwatch League moving forward. Not to say that there aren't players and stars that can draw in, and I'm not saying Soon was like, you know, on the level of a Sinatra.
No, he wasn't.
League MVP, but he was still very much so a beloved member of the Overwatch League. And I do worry because, you know, as the Overwatch League really... nothing hit a professional esports scene really besides the FGC. It hit the OWL hard. COVID did.
Yeah.
Right before it really started getting bad, the disease itself blew through the league before we even knew it
entire,
was COVID.
Yeah, a bunch of teams, like, oh yeah, we're all sick with the flu, and it's like, oh, that's a bummer. And then we find out COVID, and you're like, oh, you didn't have the flu.
Nope, you had COVID. And, you know, the home stands were popping off. The energy was going well. But you got a lot of players who are seeing the leagues and the things that are popping up with Valorant, and I feel like that just feels more familiar to them, the more so kind of major, the way they have it of you practice and scrim a little bit to build up to a major, and then you play that, and then hopefully make it into a large international event. That's kind of more what they're used to as esports professionals as opposed to the whole week-over-week type of gauntlet that the OWL is.
I think so. I think one of the things that you see in the Overwatch League that you're not seeing elsewhere, like in League of Legends, I don't hear about League players leaving League to go play Dota or League players leaving to go play Smite or any other game, really. Yeah. And maybe that's just because there isn't a great equivalent to League out there right now, except for maybe Dota.
Well, and the skills for League are not very transferable, right? It's one of the only people I can think of is Gamsu, who used to play League and then moved over to Overwatch. He's one of the only people I've seen make that stark of a move.
Right. And like it makes sense for a game like Counter-Strike. You know, Valorant is basically just Counter-Strike. It's modern Counter-Strike.
No, modern Counter-Strike.
Yeah, there you go. That's about right. It's a bummer to see so much of the Overwatch League talent starting to... shift, and that it makes you ask some questions.
I counter argument.
Sure,
it's kind of nice to see that there are openings being available, which maybe we can see more talent, so better talent, stronger talent, collegiate talent going into maybe.
I mean,
I understand.
No. Where a door closes, a window opens. Mm-hmm. And so I get it. You know, this will provide an opportunity for somebody who maybe didn't have one before. But I still think for the Overwatch League and what they're trying to build in terms of star power, it's really frustrating. And somebody like Sinatra, who eventually, you know, knocked himself off of his own perch.
Yeah.
But somebody like Sinatra, who is a star in the Overwatch League, and was one of the most recognizable players in the entire league.
The MVP.
For your MVP to up and leave, and now players like Soon and a number of other players that are talking about retiring and leaving the scene, I just think, you know, Overwatch is not old enough for us to have that yet.
It's the ongoing issue with Blizzard as a whole.
Yeah.
It's just bad PR look after bad PR look, whether that's their fault or not. Like I don't know that Sinatra leaving Overwatch for Valorant is Blizzard's fault. I don't think it is. But it's just another bad look.
Well, but I also think, and to a certain extent, that it is a little bit of Blizzard's fault, because around Season 2, when they really started to change the game and the meta so drastically, I feel like that turned a lot of players off. A lot of players did not mind GOATs because it was a high execution, high level, you know, really complicated meta to pull off. And so some of the players really liked that. Obviously, if you were a Hitscan player, you hated it because you couldn't play.
Right.
But
because you had to sit on the bench.
Because you had to sit on the bench. But at the same time, when it became the Overwatch League changing the game to suit the tastes of the casuals and not do the thing where League does, where they kind of tell you this adjustment was made specifically with the pros in mind.
Mm-hmm.
This adjustment was made for the casuals in mind. This adjustment was made for mid-tier in mind. They didn't do that. They would just change everything wholesale. And it turned a lot of people off, not just from the league. I think it turned a lot of players off. And I think a lot of them felt like, I don't have as much security here as I would in another esport, because they might change the meta and invalidate my entire position overnight.
Well, League, and don't get me wrong, League does make changes, but they've always been kind of willing to say, listen, Master Yi is going to be a bronze stomper. You know, he's gonna trash on newbies and trash on lowbies. Yasuo's the same way.
But if you bring that bullshit to the pros.
Exactly. If you try to play Master Yi in Diamond up through Challenger, that's going to be a bad day for you.
And listen, Callie, you and I watched League long enough to remember when AD carries were incredibly important, when they were strong, when they were, you know, could change the course of a match.
Yep.
It's not that anymore.
No.
It's a very jungle heavy meta right now. And AD carries are not somehow no longer in the game.
Yeah, no, they're still in every game. And if you don't have one, by the way, you still lose.
Right, exactly. Right. So it is a little frustrating, yeah. I think, for some of the players. And that could be playing into why so many of them may be leaving.
We got our first major update to the PlayStation 5. I say we as if I owned one. The people who own a PlayStation 5.
Others.
Yeah, others. We're going to call them the others.
The others.
They got...
They went to the Myers?
Yeah, they went to the Myers, right. They got their first major update, which is allowing for PS5 games to be on USB extended storage. One of the big critiques so far of the PS5 were storage issues and like saying, hey, I don't have enough freaking room for these huge ass games.
Yep.
So finally, a fix for that is out. There's also some more shareable gameplay feature or shareable gameplay across PS5 and PS4 that got announced. Some more stuff for the app, but the big thing.
The storage.
Storage.
I think this is really important, and I also think, you know, the cross-play stuff between 4 and 5 is good, considering that the install base is just not large enough to really kind of say that that's where everybody is right now.
Yeah.
So the more sort of synergy they could create between the PS4 and 5, I think is smart. But the storage issue was kind of dumb, and I get it. They wanted to be able to say, hey, to enjoy these games at the way that the developers intended for you to enjoy them, you got to put them on this type of memory. But at the end of the day, you know what? If somebody's willing to deal with an extra 5 seconds of loading, let them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? In order to have it on external storage. I mean, for me, every game but the ones where I absolutely need it to be zippy fast, all of that is on external storage. So, you know, my Call of Duty game is on the PS4. And will be on my PS5. You know, anything, shooters, fighting games, those will be on the PS5.
Right, but if you fire up Red Dead...
I don't need that. That's external storage.
There can be a small load time. I can live
with that.
That's
fine.
Yeah.
That's fine. So, you know, I think it's a good idea. I'm glad this is finally happened. And, you know, again, I don't know why I didn't do that out the box, but whatever.
Also, on the note of Sony, they have invested $200 million into Epic, who are now worth, by the way, $28.7 billion.
Is that it?
That's it. They've invested $200 million into Epic in the creation, in the expansion, sorry, of the Fortnite metaverse, which...
Fortnite-verse? I don't know what they call that.
It makes me want to vomit just saying those words out loud.
Fortnite-verse?
Like, doesn't matter. It's worth billions. Nobody cares about your feelings and how you feel about it.
Epic-verse?
Sorry, the Epic-verse. But you know what? Again, a lot of people are very confused by this because I saw a lot of comments saying, like, wait, aren't they technically competitors and this, this, that, and the third? Technically, no.
No.
Sony did this in order to continue to have really prefer access to stuff like Unreal Engine and be able to continue developing at the rate that they would like to develop, as well as, you know, maybe thinking about further support in the Epic Game Store, because as it stands right now, Sony doesn't have any sort of launcher apparatus for the PC. And so that's another part of the whole thing. So Sony being in bed with Epic is fine. It is one of those things.
That would be an interesting play by Sony to say, listen, we don't have a great answer to Steam and Game Pass and all that, but we're going to get real close with Epic and let them carry us.
I think in the short term, that would be great, and it would be great for consumers. I don't think Sony would benefit long term. Because ultimately, that's Epic's platform.
Yeah, I mean, like, would they benefit long term from putting like God of War onto Epic Game Store to allow for a PC version? I don't know. Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe not the new ones, but they could definitely put the
old
ones on
but
there.
Yeah, old stuff, you could throw it on there. But the thing to me is that if Sony is going to have any sort of competitor to Game Pass, it needs to belong to Sony, and everything needs to go through Sony. So it really depends. But there's a lot of money again getting thrown around, but everybody don't panic. This is not like hostile takeover. No, Sony ain't got it. They ain't got it.
I said like Sony's worth a fortune. I don't know that Sony has the liquid assets to buy Epic. No. I don't think so.
No, they do not. No. So anyway, that's going to be it for part one. In part two, Chad is going to give us an update on some crazy Twitch numbers. In terms of who now sits in the number one spot, we got more Checkpoint Daily coming up.
Bring the heat. Share your thoughts on socials with us at Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter. You could even be featured on tomorrow's show.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Checkpoint Daily. Your host, Norris Howard here, alongside Chad Callahan and Callie Scales. Don't forget, go to the website, checkpointxp.com. Follow us on all of our social medias. That is at Checkpoint XP or On Campus Esports if you're looking for any of the college esports products. Now, Chad, Twitch has a new top dog.
Yeah.
There's somebody not named Tyler Blevins in the top spot who is now the most popular person in all of Twitch.
I mean, whether he's popular or not is still up to debate.
He's got the numbers.
He's got the numbers to back up that claim.
Oh, God.
So, you know,
I'm going to hate this. This is going to make me mad, isn't it?
I don't know. A lot of people probably don't actually know him that well. He's not someone that I would say pops up in the media quite as often as maybe like Ninja.
Okay, so you're not going to say XQC.
Not XQC.
No.
All right, that makes me feel better at least.
It is Ludwig.
Who? So,
yep. Oh, the guy who was doing the stream for like 30 days.
Yep, he did a...
The really, sleeping guy?
He kind of what he did. He did a lot of different things so he can get around the whole like Twitch issue. Yes, he officially started this thing kind of as a joke, it seemed like, just to kind of do something goofy.
Yeah, well,
and then it slowly turned into, oh, hey, we could beat Ninja's record.
Okay, like, okay, so first of all, the whole concept of like, we're going to kind of start this as a joke. First of all, Twitch Plays Pokemon started that way. This was supposed to be kind of a joke, and now it's like Twitch Plays is a huge thing.
I'm not going to say that this 31-day stream is something healthy that you should do. Not that he didn't sleep or did all this. There was him and his mods did a lot of work to keep this thing going, just to keep his stream on. And Twitch was, I would say, lenient.
Yeah.
They looked the other way.
But for the likelihood of this being a good thing, he's a fairly positive person. So I'll even look the other way.
Okay.
You know, I'm not going
right,
to hear
well, that's
hear
great because I'm here to announce my 32-day stream.
Yeah, there you go.
We're just kicking off. I'm pretty excited
about it.
Maybe
you could
beat
him. So he officially has over 273,000 subscribers.
How many? Say that again.
273,000.
So hold on. Times that by even if everybody is a tier one subscription.
273,000 times $5. Well, we'll call it 250 because you got to split it 50-50, right?
Yeah.
That's still $682,000.
Now, just by the way,
in subs.
Not all of those people are tier one subs.
Oh, my God.
And you got to remember that not all that money goes to him. You know, some of that money goes to...
No, we already split it in half.
Oh, you're split. Sorry, I didn't
that's
that.
Cut we in already, half already.
That's cut in half. That so that's already half. Sorry, a half
that's
million
dollars. That's $682,000 a month.
Right. Oh, my gosh.
That's a month, by the way, right? Okay, he's been doing this for a month. He will probably.
He's about to get his second one of those.
He's about to get his second one of those. And on top of that, that's not counting.
He's made like $1 million.
That's not counting biddies. That's not counting how many of them are tier two and three subs.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And that's also not counting if he got any endorsements or anything from this.
That's true.
So just fucking around and saying, I'm going to do a 30 day stream just through Twitch. You have fucked around and made
$1 million. You'll get half of that after taxes, but you made $1 million.
Yeah. But. One of the nice things he did, and I kind of applaud him for this, near the end, he did do a charity stream leading up to him beating Tyler.
Yeah.
In this, and so I don't know how much he actually donated out of the, because it was only for that day, but I imagine it was a lot because those numbers were running.
I'm just saying, right? If you could run it up like that and walk away with $500,000 off a month of work. A lot of work.
That's a lot of work.
A lot of work.
Hiring work.
But if somebody could say, yo, for 30 days, you're going to bust your ass and walk away with $500,000.
And then you can take a decade off.
I'd do it.
He did say, it's not on anything I've read here, but I remember reading as this was happening, he was saying he's not going to make as much from this as you would think. And I really wish I clicked on it so I knew what he was referring to. So,
all right, I'm going to
be some things about that.
I'm going to be as generous as I can be to try to figure this out.
I'm wondering if he means like, because he has a team behind him, so he's got to pay his team.
Like you get $500,000, you pay the team, you split it between 50-50, you still made $250,000, you don't have to work the rest of the year.
Yeah, but would you stop? I mean, you're at this all-time high.
Listen, he could not stream anymore ever again and still get 3 to 4 months of six-figure subscription fees just because people are going to forget that they subbed.
Okay, so here's what I'm doing.
This is nuts.
We're back to Checkpoint Financial over here.
Yeah, we are. Literally, I'm sitting here with like, I got to get my little hat and my cigarette.
What's that little like thing that
your abacus?
Your abacus, yeah.
Okay, so here's what I'm saying. With that many subs, 1 month, let's assume every one of them is a tier one sub.
Yep.
And assuming you give half of that to Twitch, and then we're going to assume that you give half of what remains to taxes, and then we're going to assume that you gave $100,000 of that to the people
the
who helped you do
the
this.
Team. Yeah.
And then we're going to assume that for some reason you trip, fall, and lose 90% of it.
He did do charity too.
Okay, great. He gave another half of what's left to charity. Okay, and then let's say he had a bad drinking day and spent $50,000. Just and that comes out to he would still have $70,000.
yeah, I can't.
Which
be
is
mad.
Well worth a year's work.
That's true. That is.
But that's what I'm saying, and that's being. And you literally had to make up shit that happened to his money.
Correct.
Yeah. So you know what I mean. And again, like I said, even if it's not the $500,000 that he probably pulled out of this one, he's gonna have a decreasing return of six-figure months, probably for the rest of the year.
Yeah, exactly. He's paying off his house. He's paying off any student loans he might have.
Yeah, Valiant Summer in the thing is saying, he said he was going to clear $80,000 after everything was all said and
done.
Yeah,
that was pretty close, actually.
Pretty close
hold on.
Right.
But Valiant Summer, the ill part about this is that is not going to be his only month.
No, he's
going to
get
more months of that. That's going to happen again and again and again because I know I got some subscriptions floating out there I've just flat out forgot about and got mad at myself when I get dinged for the $6. When it's just
and
like,
then you immediately forget about it and just get dinged again the next month.
Yeah, and you're like, shit, damn it, forgot to unsub.
Yeah,
or you know what I'm saying? It's just one of those things where so many people forget about it that he's probably going to eat off this for like a year
and be fine. Well, I think on top of that, you know, him being an entertainer and stuff like that, this is a good spot for him. This is going to get his name out there. I've seen him actually a little bit before he even did this. I've been seeing him more and more, so it's kind of interesting.
And you know what? I really like that, though, Chad. What you just brought up I think is really interesting is that I think, you know, too many people actually look at Twitch as a means to say, I'm going to become a streamer and make all my money on Twitch. No.
Yeah, it's not likely.
I love the
fact.
See
how much work he had to do for $80,000?
Yeah, but I love the, I mean, for a lot of people, that's a life-changing amount of money.
It would be, but that's a lot of work. A lot of people that you don't have.
They can't do.
You can't do just starting.
Yeah, but, okay, even if he just, those subs get cut in half for the rest of the year, right?
Yeah.
He still can pivot the popularity from this into so much other shit.
Oh, the promotions alone.
He could do sponsorships and influencer stuff. He could do consulting on people on how to get your Twitch. See, that's what I would do. I would pivot the shit and took some consulting and say, listen, you give me $60,000 a year and I can tell you how to make a popular Twitch stream.
He does that.
He does that
for free, actually. He does it on
his
Twitch stream.
No! What are you doing? This is America!
I believe that's where
free?
I started seeing him because he was doing it. Well, I think it was part of this 30-day thing just to kind of keep things going so he had stuff to talk
about.
He's
something to talk about for 30 days.
So yeah. I could see you being desperate and getting people on to talk about, hey, you want to be a good streamer?
Hey, listen, I've pitched a topic for this show once or twice where Listen, I needed something to talk about. We had some time to fill. It does happen.
Yeah. Listen, I know it happens, but I'm just saying that's what I would be pivoted into, because there's some rich asshat who has a kid who doesn't want to work for shit, who's going to say, hey, man, my kid really wants to be a streamer. Listen, I'll give you $80,000 if you could just help him with a stream.
Great. Okay. Yeah. I'm into it. Yeah.
Let's do it. Cool. Do you want to see the next part that I find very interesting is actually the run of the top streamers with, or the top subscribed streamers on Twitch. So obviously first one is Ludwig Now, then followed by Ninja. There's a severe drop between 2 and 3.
Man, I'm not surprised.
I can't believe Ninja came back and was that strong still.
Most of those subs didn't leave.
It was actually, I think that record was from 2018.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
He's had that record for a year.
This is his pre-mixer record. Got it. Yeah,
but a lot of the subs that he had, those people didn't
leave. Got it.
Yeah. So 269,154 was Ninja.
Right.
The next one, the third highest, 114,000.
So it drops off by more than half.
It's like 65%. Ranbu Live.
Who?
Exactly. And then maybe he might be overseas. But number four is Shroud at 101,000.
But you know what? But to me, what that says is that there's parity in the viewership, right?
Yeah.
Is that you do have, I mean, the Ludwig thing, we know that's a special case.
Yeah.
Ninja is Ninja at this point. You just kind of chalk it up to Ninja being Ninja. And everybody else, yeah, it just seems like the viewership is spread amongst so many other people that it is incredibly rare to get somebody who has a quarter million subscribers.
Yeah.
So I actually think that's a really positive number for Twitch as a platform, because what you don't want to see is the top 10 streamers having like a 500,000 or 1 million subscribers.
And then after 10, it plummets down to 5,000.
Right, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. That's what you don't want to see. So I think that's actually a very good report for the health of Twitch as a platform, to be perfectly honest with you. But
I mean, I would be curious to see what it looks like on other platforms too, but like Twitch has been for a long time, I feel like, has at least had the appearance of being extremely top heavy. There are the mega stars.
Yeah.
And then
there's everybody else.
And then everybody else.
But there is, but I think these numbers have borne out the fact that even that perception is slightly inaccurate.
Yeah.
Because what is the top? Well, the top is 250,000. Almost nobody has that.
Right.
Yeah. So the concept that, oh, it's just they push these people who are at the top and da 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 da, it's just simply, I don't want to say it's not true, but the thought of it is a bit skewed.
Maybe it's a little out of proportion.
Yeah, yeah. I actually think there's a massive glut of people with 1,000 and 1,500 in the middle.
Yeah.
And that's where the bulk of the content comes from.
Yeah. Which is probably how it's supposed to be.
Which is how it's supposed to be. But anyway, that's going to be it for Checkpoint Daily. We will be back here tomorrow, so make sure you tune in for that. And, I'm excited about tomorrow's show. I'm going to just say that much, because there's some dumb stuff we're going to talk about. Anyway.
The whole show is dumb stuff, basically.
When do we not talk about dumb stuff?
Yeah, that's fair.
Anyway, for Callie Scales and Chad Callahan, I'm your host, Norris Howard. We'll see you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.